Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for the insight that we're getting here as we've seen the heart of Paul. He's gone through more than many people in all the squeezings. But thank you, Lord, that he sees so much more. He knows that these squeezings are opportunity to see God, be comforted and be encouraged so much more. So he doesn't run away from God when the testings and the squeezings comes. He runs to God. And so I love his heart. He can call all these horrible, horrific experiences that he's had. He can call it slight momentary afflictions. Hallelujah, Lord. Because his mind is set on you. He's running to a God that commands light to shine out of darkness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for our lives in you. And that in seeing these things and knowing we need to set our minds on things above and not major on the wrong and on the problems, but major on the bigness and the goodness of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 11, verse 21 to 25. To my shame, I must say, we have been too weak in comparison to those false apostles who take advantage of you. But in whatever anyone else dares to boast, I am speaking foolishly, I also dare to boast. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they descendants of Abraham? So am I. Are they self-proclaimed servants of Christ? I'm speaking as if I were out of my mind. I'm more so, for I exceed them. With far more labors, with far more imprisonments, beaten times without number, and often in danger of death. 5 times I received from the Jews 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rod. 1 was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I've spent adrift on the sea.
Hallelujah. So he says this is foolish boasting, but even if they want to boast in hiding behind being Jews, hiding behind the law, hiding behind the squeezings they experience, he's had it so much more. So God has truly used Paul as an example for us. Amen. A big brother walking in the footsteps of Jesus that's gone through much. I remember when he was knocked off his horse and the Lord took hold of him. The words were, he will suffer much for my name's sake. So he pointed out the picture of a true Jew, you know, not hiding behind. He's a Jew and he's a Hebrew, he's an Israelite, descendant of Abraham. He's a wonderful example, as the word says in that there, that he's a true Jew, circumcised in the heart, and his praise is from God. So in the squeezings, in the things he goes to, he runs to God, and then he glories in the bigness of God that comes through for him, that commands light to shine out of darkness, so much so that he calls all these terrible things, beaten, close to death, as slight momentary afflictions. And you've got that wonderful chapter in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It starts off chapter 4, having received mercy, you know, because having received mercy, so we need to go back and see the mercy is dealing with sin, but it's so much more than dealing with sin. It's the goodness of God that we've got now. Remember, he says, I proclaim the wrong Jesus. He's got Emmanuel. He understands the Lord is here. And that's how he understands the favor of God. Salvation is in Jesus. Amen. Emmanuel, God with us, a very present help. And so looking to that, it's back to 2 Corinthians 3, the last verse, before it says having received mercy, it talks about beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror. We are transformed from one degree of glory to the next. So that's a walking with the consciousness of a Lord very near you. In him we live and move and have our being. And then a mindset on the Lord can then start experiencing the Lord, setting your mind on things above, not on this earth. Because your life, Paul's life, our life is hid with Christ in God. So beautiful testimony, rejoicing, glorying in the goodness of God even in the face of squeezing. That's the bigness of our God. Amen. He turns tragedy into triumph. So run to him and not from him. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.